Until 11, you're listening to Mitchell's Front Page on 94.7 The Pulse.
Trent is now on the line. Trent, good morning. Welcome to the program.
Morning, Mitchell.
It's good to speak to you this morning on Melbourne Cup Day. Do you get into it up there?
Oh, you know, we have a bit of festivities in the office and you know, play the sweets and that sort of thing. But, you know, for the most part, it's just a normal business day here, as a few regional centres are.
Yes.
Our Victorian side, Wodonga, actually celebrates their Wodonga Cup rather than the Melbourne Cup as a public holiday. So, yeah, business as usual right across the city.
Yeah, well, Trent is, of course, from Albury, Wodonga. But there's this new device called the Power Up 3.0. What is that?
The Power Up 3.0, so anyone who's been interested in flying things like kites, paper aeroplanes and drones would love this one. It's essentially a self-made paper aeroplane which can be turned into a smartphone-controlled flying machine. It's one of the most successful Kickstarter projects that we've seen for a little while, and we have talked about Kickstarter and crowdfunding sources in our chats before. So essentially what it is, it's a package which has a Bluetooth-powered smart module. It has all the cables to get you going, so you can charge it and set it up, a charger pack, propeller, rudder, spare parts, and also some paper aeroplane templates. So what you do is you build a paper aeroplane following their template guide, and you can attach essentially what's a carbon fibre construction to this paper aeroplane design, and you can turn that paper aeroplane into something you can fly around, and you use a smartphone app on your phone to essentially control the steering of it and also the speed of the motor.
That is incredible. Unbelievable. So I could fly a plane, a paper plane, with my phone.
Yeah. It takes a little bit of getting used to initially, but once you get the hang of how to fly it, you're off and running. And, you know, 20 minutes of fun for a 20-minute charge, not a bad game.
One for one.
Awesome for a stocking filler as well for Christmas time.
Yes, I might have to remember that. And now there's a new app as well called Deadline that could perhaps work out how long you have to live.
Yeah, and not all of us want to think about that sort of thing, but if you really do want to get estimation on, you know, your time on Earth, there's an iOS app for it called Deadline, available in the App Store, and it uses the new Health Kit system which Apple released with their latest version of the iOS. And uses some similar algorithms that the insurance companies use to generate policy estimates, as well as health data that you've got in your health app. It basically displays a deadline and a full breakdown of years, months, days, hours and minutes, and you can also, if you want to, keep a daily watch on it by enabling the display in the notifications area as a widget. It'll cost you $1.29 if you're into that sort of thing, if you want to have a simple laugh at it, or, you know, you want to take it serious. But really, you know, most people be having a laugh at that sort of thing.
Small price to pay, I think, for knowing how long you've got to live. Cheery stuff. Yeah. Something that's a bit happier is this new network with Telstra called the 4GX. What's that?
Yeah, officially announced yesterday, the 4GX network is essentially Telstra's brand new rollout, which is going to go national. It's essentially using the frequencies that were allocated to Telstra following the turn off of analog TV, commission of the new digital services. So with switching off analog TV, they had more frequencies that they could use for other things. And being in the lower end of the spectrum, so they're using 700 megahertz instead of 1800 and 850. Apparently that's going to mean that 4G speeds can reach further distances than they currently do at the moment, and also help with providing better coverage inside of buildings as well.
Will it be faster, the actual internet?
It will be faster. They're saying it's at least a few times faster than the current setup. And, you know, people who have purchased devices in the last year will be able to access it using their current devices. It goes live officially January 1, 2015, in at least 50 locations across the country. But there are a few services turned on at the moment for people to test it. And, of course, Telstra, most importantly, to get it all down pat and working correctly as well.
Yeah, but I see Geelong is not one of the test sites as yet, so we'll just have to wait.
But no, Geelong isn't one. Our area here isn't included in it as well, but there's parts of the capital cities and places like Albany and Ulladulla and Shepparton, for instance, are a few places using it. There's been some rumours going around that those going to the races today with current devices might actually even be able to test it as well.
Interesting. And Optus says that they might do it, but they're not really certain yet.
They've actually mentioned that they will be rolling out a network regionally with the same sort of frequency allocations, but they haven't announced any exact plans as yet. So locations of where the first ones will be turned on and when they'll be turned on at this point. But Telstra has definitely said January 1, 2015, we're switching more locations on and we'll be right to roll with our brand new network. The only thing that's been confirmed from Optus is that they've been testing the new 4G setup in Darwin.
Okay, and that's not the best location? Yes.
That's up to user preferences.
But, a bit sad for those of us down here, I suppose. Well,
just a little bit more time, but, you know, it's only a couple of months away for Telstra's network to launch, so...
Yes. Well, thank you so much for joining us this morning, Trent. I really appreciate it. We'll speak to you again next Tuesday.
Indeed.
Trent Geddes, their program technical commentator with the latest news from the tech world. His website is trent.net.au.